Since all congressional seats are on the ballot, the survey asked the generic question on which party a person favors. 48% said Republican, 36% said Democrats, 3% will vote for one of the independent or third-party candidates. An analyst for the St. Norbert College Survey Center, Wendy Scattergood, says some district races are fairly safe in the hands of the incumbent. Others aren't.
Obviously, the two races to watch are for the 7th District and in Obie's seat, of course, and then here in the 8th Congressional District. We've seen the Cook Political Report move the 8th congressional race from toss-up into lean Republican.
Steve Kagan is the incumbent Democrat in the 8th district. Reed Ribble, the Republican challenger. The Cook Report lists the open 7th district as a toss-up. As in most races this fall, respondents say the economy is the biggest problem at 56%. Another 17% say the federal budget and deficits.
You know, 49% say that they feel Republicans would be better at handling the economy than Democrats. Only 37% said that. So if we're looking at, if we know that, you know, the economy is the number one issue, and we're looking at people saying we feel that the Republicans are better at handling that, that's obviously a big indicator there.
Data for the statewide survey was done last week, polling 402 likely voters. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.